Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learbird. Normally for these YouTube videos, I will take a question that comes into Learbird.com from the Ask Cindy portal. And this time's a little different. I'm pulling a video out of my basic dog obedience course on how to walk with your dog. And I'm talking in this video about the three styles of walking or healing with a dog. Basically loose leash walking, contact healing, and competition healing. But the reason I'm putting this little intro in front of the video comes right out of the course. And this basic dog obedience course it's really a good course. It is one of the first courses that I did back in the 1980s. And since then, I have completely redone it at least five times, bringing it up to date with the current methods of reward-based training and everything that goes along with it. But if you have a question on dog training, feel free to go to the front of Learbird.com. You don't need to be a customer of Learbird. You can ask a question on training, on healthcare, any subject you want, and my wife Cindy will answer it usually within the day unless she's traveling. In this segment, we're going to talk about the three ways of healing with your dog. In this course, we're going to talk about loose leash walking, which is basically teaching our dog not to pull on the leash, teaching the dog that we expect it to keep a loose leash between him and us. The second way of training is not covered in this course. It's covered in our intermediate course, and it's called contact healing. This is a more advanced style of healing, and in it, the dog is expected to lean into our leg, either the left or the right, and maintain contact with his shoulder and the side of our leg when he's in a distracting environment. He can look around, but he has to maintain contact. And this is a great way to maintain control of your dog in a distracting environment. But once again, this is an intermediate obedience training exercise, and we cover it in a step-by-step fashion in our intermediate course.
To you. And the final way of walking with a dog is formal competitive healing. That's a completely different exercise. It's an advanced exercise. We have training DVDs that just cover formal healing. And we're going to put a short little video down below. Unfortunately, a lot of misguided people, when they get a new dog, they think they're going to take their dog out where the dog heals. Formal healing, the dog walks right on your left side. He doesn't touch your leg. He doesn't let his shoulder get in front of your knee. And in formal healing, in most competitive dog sports, the dog has to look up at your face. So they're walking along and they're looking up at you like this. It's unrealistic to think that you should have a pet dog that should go for a walk and do formal healing the whole way. They can't do it. They just can't do it. It's unfair to ask that.
So just so we understand, we have loose leash walking, we have contact healing, and we have formal competitive obedience.